Slaven, to concede that early in any game is going to make it so, so difficult. What were your feelings at that time?
A very cheap goal. I mean, we are there. We are in a position where you want to be. You are trying to block their long ball, but not there good enough. Then the ball comes and you are one against one, and you have to cope with that. But we weren't. And in the first half, I have to admit, they were better. They were stronger, they were better on the second ball. Then we done some changes, and second half we were really good, and we came back, and after we scored the goal, and after the goal it was open game, and we came so many times, and every time we were coming in very promising situation, but we didn't turn those situations into chances that maybe we'll end up with a goal. And then they scored from a situation that we knew is going to happen. We changed a bit of formation at the end to stop those crosses. Yeah. And again, to have three center backs in the box to cope with the cross if we don't stop it. Unfortunately, we didn't stop the cross, and our reaction in the box was, it was great finish, but we have to do better to deal with that cross.
You mentioned the changes you made at halftime. Matt Phillips, do you get more out of him further up the pitch than on the left side?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, he gave us pace, he gave us physical presence, but he also gave us running behind that he done, and that's how we scored the goal. Mm-hmm. Went behind, made a cross, and Darnell came on the far post and scored the goal. So it was especially up front with him and Charlie much, much better in the second half.
And a first Premier League goal for Darnell Furlong. His dad was a striker in the past. He'd have been proud of that finish. It's a great finish.
Yeah, a great finish. I mean, we are encouraging, especially when we play with five at the back or with three at the back. You are expecting for the right wing back or a left wing back to be there. There's also the element of surprise because nobody is expecting. He's a bonus in the box, you know. And then he came. His timing was good. And his finishing was great. Yeah, fortunately, it wasn't enough for us to get a positive result.
I think I saw a stat this week that Darnell Furlong had the most touches in the opposition penalty area of all your players this season. I mean, he does make those runs, so great to see him rewarded for it.
Yeah. We are planning with that. It was one of our patterns that we do. And tonight or today, he got the reward with the goal. But he's got also before in the games. He's very present there.
And just finally, how do you feel about things now? It's another defeat. What needs to be done?
I feel disappointed because of the result. It's a game of in very few games the opponent was better than us, you know. And you go, okay, they're better, but this is it's very few margins, you know. And you are always there. You are always there, especially now in the second half. It's not 1-1 and you are lucky to be 1-1. It's 1-1 and still you are continuing to come to the final third, and you are coming basically every time. But and it's frustrating that we are again going back home without a positive result.